Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, bottom. Just one thing from yesterday. We had the case of Chofer Bor Ve'inu Tzorich Le'li Afra. So it's also Malacha Shein Tzorich Le'gufa, but it's also Makalka. So the Machlokis, what would be if you are a Chofer Bor and you don't need the offer either and you don't need the Bor? Neither one. Is that also called Malacha Shein Tzorich Le'gufa or not? Where it wouldn't be a Tilkun. It would be a Tikkun. Right, the Trumas Adeshin holds that if you don't need anything, you chayiv. It's only where you bedafka don't need the boar and you need it for something else. That's called Malacha Shein Tzorich Le'gufa. It's like Kavanah Misnageres. I'm not digging this boar for the sake of the boar. I'm bedafka digging it for the sake of the offer. But if I dig it and I don't need the boar and I don't need the offer, then I don't have any kavanah against the boar. Then I'm chayiv. What's it called? And it's like a psikration, regular thing. And the Mogad Avram holds even in that case you potter. Malacha Shein Tzorich Le'gufa means it has to be Dafka for the sake of the thing that was in the Mishkan, not for the sake of something else. That's enough to me. Okay, let's go on. The Hama'amir. Okay, Omar Rava, Hayman. Ma'amir is putting things together in piles after they were harvested. And there's a shaila whether it has to be tied into piles or just put into piles. Some things have to be tied, some things don't necessarily have to be tied. Okay, in any case, so the Omar Rava, high man de konif milcha, mi milchasa, a person who collects salt in a salt mine, chay mishu ma'amer. So he's chay because of ma'amer. Same thing as collecting harvested things in the place where they are, where they grow, is collecting salt in the place where it's mined. Abaya Omar ain imur ele bigdule karka. And Abaya holds no. And ma'amer only applies to things that grow from the ground and not things that don't grow from the ground. Rashi. Tikonith milcha mi milchasa shitsovar melech mi masreifos mayim. You gathered salt together in the place where they evaporate salt. Dibitargeminon charitza yomba. These are the ditches that they dig around the sea to let the water collect there and let it evaporate, and then the salt collects where it evaporates. Shemamshich letocha mayim min hayam v'hachama sorfosan v'imnasin melech v'also chritz korin milchasa. The ditch where they collect the seawater to let it evaporate and to leave the salt, that's called a milchasa. Mishum ma'amer sha'afu kema'asef b'shibolinu. It's the same concept as collecting things in the place where they are, where they're grown. And Abaya holds no, Imur is only Bigdule Karka. So it would seem, Lechora, that the Psak should be like Rava. That there is Imur, right, Afilu Shalom Bigdule Karka. That's what Rava holds. And Abaya holds that Dafka Bigdule Karka. The Rambam, however, paskins like Abaya. So there are different lechora. The halach is Rav and Abaya. The halach is like Rav. So the Rambam paskins that ain imur ela bigdule karka, like Abaya. So the Kesef Mishnah says that it's not Abaya and Rav. There's another girsa here, a Rava, Abaya and Rava. And Abaya was a basra, even though he was a talmid of Rava, but he was king later. And the halach is halacha kibasra. The halach is like the later generation. The Toef Yisra'im switches another girsa. That Abaya said what Rava said, and Rava said what Abaya said. So the halacha is like Rava, except in Mar Gemara, that's what Abaya said. And the Magen Avraham says an interesting thing. He says that when the Gemara says that the halacha is like Abaya in Yal Kigam, the ayin of Yal Kigam is Imur, is this. Even though most say not like that, that the ayin is other halachas, but the Magen Avraham says there is a shita that says that the Yal Kigam, the way the Rambam learned it, the ayin was Imur. But in any case, the Rambam paskins like what we have, the Gemara say Abaya, and others paskin like Rav. Okay, let's go on. The Hadosh. Tana Hadosh, v'hamenapetz, v'hamenafet, kula melach achasein. Dosh is threshing. Menapetz is the same idea of threshing, except it's taking the seeds out of the flax by beating it. It's the same thing as taking the husks off the tvua, but also by trampling it. And menafet, Rashi, Hamenafet, Shemer Geffen, Bekeshes, Kederach HaUmnim. Menafet is in cotton. You also take a keshes and you hit the cotton to take out the seeds. The Shemer Geffen Gedulei Karkohu, Lahachi Kari Nipu Dilei, told the Dadash. Since Shemer Geffen grows on the ground, so that's called Dosh. Shemafari Garina Mimenu. The low correlate told us Menafet to Shemer. There's another malacha, menafets, where you beat the wool to make it into strands, fibers. So then you can spin it. So that's a different malacha, because that's not the gedulei karka. Here, by beating the cotton, you're doing it to take out the seeds, cotton seeds. So it's a different malacha completely. Even though it seems to be the same pa'ula, seems to be the same action, but one is b'gedulei karka, to take out the impurities, and the other one is with the wool in order to ready it for sowing. Okay, let's go on. Hazora, haborer, v'hatochen, v'hamarakid. Zora is winnowing, borer is selecting, tochen is grinding, and marakid is sifting. So Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Merakid, they're all the same thing. Zora, Bora, Merakid are also different ways of taking the impurities out of the, whatever it is that you're trying to, in the case of the Mishkan, out of the Samamana. Abaya Varava, Damri Tarvayu, Kol Milsa Dahavya V'Mishkan. Achal Gav, the Ika, the Damyala, Choshivla, right? Anything that was actually in the Mishkan itself, the Mamish did that thing in the Mishkan, is considered a separate Av by itself. Even though it's very similar to something else. Rashi, Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakid, Hainu Kamo Hainiu, Kalomar Demaflig Lahu, Tana Demasnisan, the class, the Tana counts them as three separate Ovis Malacha, Bahalukula Malachachas. They all basically are one Malacha, just done a little bit differently. Demafrish Ochel Menapsolis. You're taking the good from the bad, you're taking out the impurities. Something was actually in the Mishkan, even though there's something else similar to it. Both are considered avos. Even though in principle they're basically the same. So Mar said, if that's the case, the lech shev nami kotesh. Then why not count also kotesh, which is pounding. Pounding the, what's it called, the tvua to take off the bran, not the bran, the rashi, that's my kotesh, chitim machteshes, you take a, what's it called, a machteshes, a thing that, what's it called, a mortar, right, mortar. Lahasir klipas takes off the outer shell. Dahavi b'mikdash b'samamonim, they did that in the mikdash for the samamonim. El alav mishum the damila dosh, mamish just like dosh, just like threshing. Lo choshivla, so that doesn't count it as a separate out. The nami mifarka malbushi, this also takes off an outer covering. So what difference does it make if you do it in a mortar or you do it on a threshing floor? So obviously this klal, that whatever was actually in the Mishkan is counted as a separate out, even though there's something else similar to it, it doesn't apply. Mar says no. Shekein ani ochel pito belo ketisha, because an ani doesn't actually pound his tvua. He makes the flour out of grain that still has the klipa on it, still has the outer shell. Rashi shekein ani ochel pito belo ketisha lechach afal gav dehavi b'mikdash, even though Kotesh was in the Mikdash by Samamonim, the Av Malacha, and it is an Av Malacha, even the Tanale Dosh, Lotanale. It's part of the Malacha of Dosh. In other words, you need two conditions. One is that it's something Choshev, and that it was in the Mishkan. It's in Bava Kama, the Gemara, there's many different Girsols of what makes something called an Av and what makes something called a Tolda. But according to some Girsols there, it has to be called the Havi B'Mikdash, B'Mishkan, Chashiva, two conditions. Had to be in the Mishkan and Choshev. The Zora Uboru Marakid, Sidura de Pasnin. I said, why did it count Zora, Borer, and Marakid? because those are all necessary in the production of bread. The kivan dehavu b'mikdash, and they were in the mikdash, they were in the mishkan. The hocha asko b'siru to pass. And here it follows all the things that were necessary and that were done in the mishkan, not by bread, but in preparing the samamonim, right, the dyes, kinamrinim gabi ofe. The havi le misne mevashel. Really, it should have said mevashel. The lo ofe. The lo havi b'mikdash, because ofe was not in the mishkan. And Rashi holds that even though Ofer was in the Mishkan, they baked the lechem upon it. But that's the service of the Mishkan. That's the karbonos. We only learn the Shabbos from the binyan ha-Mishkan, from the building of the Mishkan, not from the servicing of the Mishkan. So Ofer wasn't in the Mishkan in building the Mishkan. Only Mevashel was. There's other sheet, there's other Rishonim who hold, we do learn. Right, that Enochinami, Ofer was by the, later on we get to the Gemara, and Gemara says Ofer was in the Mishkan, we'll see how they learn, if they learn from the Karbonos, then why Taka wasn't Ofer in the Mishkan. Elamishum Sidur the Pasnokat. The Mishnah wanted to tell us something more common than Bishul Samamonim, and that was Atiyas HaPas. So it went through the order of baking bread. Nokat Vaasa. Hoil the ofer the paskim of ashel the samamon. The mamish the same thing. Ofer mevashel. Avok tisha ashirim hu the lisosi the kachi. Only rich people soak the grain and then pound it to get off the outer peel. Lasso solus nekiyah, because that's how you make a very fine flour. And aval aniyim lo tarchi. Aniyim don't have the time to bother to get fine flour. They eat coarse flour. Hilkach lo tonila. That's why it's not choshev. It wasn't part of the Sidura de Pasch, not a Choshev of Malacha, because Aniyim don't do it. It's for sure not Malacha if you do Ketisha. But it's part of Dosh. It wasn't counted separately. To be considered counted separately, it has to be Choshev. Tosa says, yeah, but Lamaisan Ani does Ketisha for Samamonim. He may not do it to eat his bread, but he does it to make Samamonim. And in the Mishkan, therefore, there was Ketisha, right? So Tosfos says, no, in Mishkan there wasn't Ketish either. And Ani doesn't only not do it for bread, he doesn't do it for Samamonim either. So the Rashi seems to say that Ani could be his kotesh for Samamonim. And the Mishkan, it could be they did it, but it wasn't Choshev. Since an Ani doesn't do it by bread, it's not a Choshev thing. Okay, go on. And so why is, what's it called, the Lamaisa Zora Bora Marakeh, right, were Choshev. What makes them Choshev? What makes them different? So the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Oruch say that Borer and Zorah, Borer, and Merakeid are done with different utensils. That's what makes them different. Zorah is done with the use of the wind. Borer is done usually by hand. And Merakeid is done with a kli, with a sifter. So that's what makes them significantly different. They're not exactly the same pa'ula. And Rashi later on says they're done to different things. For different purposes. Zoreh is to take out the kash, right? To take off the chaff. The boreh is to take out the pebbles, okay, that get mixed in. And merakeid is to take off the impurities in the flour to make it more fine flour. So each one, they're all to take out impurities, with different kinds of impurity. Therefore, they consider three different offers. What? No. They're all avos. So you have to know. You have to know what's either according to Rashi. You have to know what's being taken out. According to the Rashi, you have to know how it's being done. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hoyu lefanav mine ochlin. A person had different kinds of food in front of him, and Rashi says. One second, we skipped something. Yeah, we skipped something. Rava Omar, ha money Rebbe. This goes like Rebbe. The Omar avos melachos arboim chaser achas. The reason it didn't count the kotesh as an av melachos for a different reason, not because nachashiv or whatever, but it goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe had a mesorah that there were exactly 39 avos melach. He learned it from the 39 times it says in the Torah melach. The I chashiv kotesh havi le arboim. And if he would count kotesh, he would have 40. And he couldn't have 40. So therefore, he had a mesorah that there was only 39, and kotesh wasn't one of them. Versus Valeput Chadame Hana Valaya Kotesh. Right, fine. But in order to keep up a number 40, you could have counted Kotesh and not counted one of Zora, Bora, or Meraki. Ela Mechuvarta Kedabai. Better like Abai, there is a specific reason why Kotesh isn't considered an Av. Rashi, Rebihi, the Yolif Lekamon, the Perika Zorek, Dvorim Hadvorim, Ela Hadvorim Luminyona. That he learns from these words, Dvorim, Hadvorim, Ela Hadvorim, that are exactly 39 Malachas. Right, Dvorim is 2, Hadvorim is 3, Ela is 36, is 39. The Gemara there learns another Deya that learns that there are 39 times it says Malacha in the Torah, and that's why they're exactly 39. The Lepuk Chada Mihanach, O Zora, O Bora, O Meraki, the Havu Chada, Lepuk Minayu Chada, the Lismehach, the Hachi. Right? Why not count one of Zora, Bora, Meraki, and count what's it called Kotesh? So that doesn't still answer why Kotesh isn't counted. Adif Lemishne Tarte Miha, the Tarte Miha, and what's better about that? Better to count two that are similar and another two that are similar than to count three that are similar. Right? Two that are similar to each other and another two that are similar to each other is better than counting three that are similar to each other. And one that you don't count anything similar. Better to count two similar ones twice than one similar one three times. Okay. Rashi doesn't have the gears of shnei mine ochlin, but mine ochlin. And the idea is you have many kinds of food, and you also have psolus, and you have things that are not food, that are mixed in. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos does have the gears of shnei in the Rabbeinu Chananel, that shnei mine ochlin, and you're talking about being borer one ochel from a different ochel. One you want from the one you don't want. But they're both ochel. Okay, we'll see that that's a significant machlokas here, whether the Isra of Borer applies even to two kinds of food, just that one you want, one you don't want, or only to Ochel and Psolus. Okay, but according to Rashi's Girsa, it's talking about Psolus from Ochel, and according to Tosus, Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, it's talking about separating two different kinds of food. Okay. Tan Rabban, how you lefon of mini Ochlin? Borer va'ochel, borer umeniach, so you can be borer and eat, borer umeniach, or you can be borer, and Tosfos says meniach, and let somebody else eat, put it in front of somebody else. Borer umeniach means you're borer, according to Tosfos, and you put it in front of somebody else to eat. Velo yivror, and you shouldn't be borer, the imbirer chayv chatas, and if you were, you chayv chatas. So we have three things here. We have one that's mutter, for you or for somebody else. One that lechatchila you shouldn't do, but you're not chayv achatos if you do it. Lo yivror, shouldn't do it. Mashma lechatchila, but b'dieved you're not going to be chayv achatos. Only nisa drabon. And then there's one that if you do it, you're chayv achatos. So what's the pshat? Omar Ula, pachikom. So Ula said, you want to understand this. It's a brisa. You have this brisa. You have to understand like this. Borer v'ochel lebo b'yom. You're allowed to be borer to eat it that day. And you can be borer in order for somebody else to eat it that day. But if you're being borer for tomorrow, that's awesome in the Rabbana. The imbirer, and if you did that, you're chayv achatos. Right? That the last two things go together. They're not two separate things according to Ula. Right? You're not allowed to be borer for tomorrow. And if you did, you're chayev achatos. Nisr d'oraisa. So there's only two really chilukim. You're allowed to be borer lechatchila for that day's use, for Shabbos. But if you do it for Sunday, it's your chayev achatos. Rashi. V'lo yivror lekamei porich maika omer. V'reisha tonet borer, v'hoder tonet lo yivror. Right? What's the braisa talking about? There's cases when you are allowed and cases not. What are the cases? If you're doing it for the sake of tomorrow, you're not going to eat it today. You're going to eat it tomorrow, then you're chayv achatos. So maskif lo Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda asked on Ula, the chimutur lefos lebo b'yom? The chimutur levasha lebo b'yom? Right? Are you then allowed to cook if you're doing it for that day? Right? Where do you see a difference in malacha that if you do it for Shabbos' sake, it's okay, and if you do it for after Shabbos, it's not okay? Right? L'chor, you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos, right? And you're not allowed to be mevashel, bake, or cook. Yeah. And what's it called? Ula held no. That cooking is cooking and baking is baking no matter what. But borer is only if you're not doing it for immediate use. And whatever's for that Shabbos is used is called immediate use. That's not called borer. That's called derech achil. That's called the way you eat. So by cooking and baking, it's a metzias. You cook or you bake. But here to be called the malach of borer, it has to be done for more than, not just for today's usage. It has to be done for a later time. That's called borer. If not, it's called, that's the way you normally eat something. Elam Rav Chisda, borer va'ochel pachos mikashir. That which it says you're allowed to do is if you take pachos mikashir. And here the same thing, we'll see. Borer meniach pachos mikashir. You're allowed to be borer less than a shir, right, for yourself or for someone else. Who kashir lo yivror, but you're not allowed to be borer a shir, the inbirer chayiv chatas. And if you are borer a shir, you're chayiv chatas. So maskir lo Rav Yosef, the chimutor lefos pachos mikashir. Same question that Rav Chisda asked on Ula, Rav Yosef asked on Rav Chisda. Are you allowed then to bake or cook less than a shir? Chatzi shir is mutter on Shabbos? Of course not. Right? So why are you allowed to be borer? And here again, Rav Chisda held, it's only called borer if you do a significant amount. Not that it's borer, but it's less than a shir. It's not borer. Borer means you prepare something, right, with a significant amount. If you do less than, that's called derech achila. Less than a significant amount is not called borer. But Rav Yosef didn't hold that. Elam Rav Yosef, borer va'ochel biyad, borer umeniach biyad. If you do it by hand, then you're allowed to do it, right, for yourself or for someone else. Bikanon uvetamchui, lo yivror. With a kanon tamchui, these are different kinds of kalim that are not specifically made for separating, but you can use them for separating. So it's derech shinui. It's not the normal way of using these kalim, but you're using a kli. So that is masam edrabon. The imbirer potter avarasa. The lo yivror means don't do it, but you're not going to be chayev achatas. You only mean over sedrabon. Ubenapo vikvara, but with a sieve or something that's made specifically for what's it called for separating. Lo yivror, the imbirer chayev achatas. Then you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, you're chayev achatas. So it's three levels. With by hand is mutter. With a kli that's not miyuchad for separating, it's also medrabon. With a kli that's miyuchad for separating zosim in atar. Rashi. V'chimutar lefos levashul lebo b'yom v'achinami ad malachahi. Bor is also an ad malacha. Kivin da'amras lemochar chayiv chatas. Since if you do it for tomorrow, you chayiv chatas, it's an ad malacha. So what difference does it make if you do it for tomorrow, you do it for today? Pachas mikashir, pachas mikagrokas. V'chimutar lefos pachas mikashir. Noi dechiyuv chatas leka. You won't be chayiv chatas for less than a shir. Isura mi yaika, this is a doraisa. Pashtas. The kaim alon chatsi shir osur min ha-Torah. Because we know that chatsi shir is osur min ha-Torah, perik basra di yoma. The heichi toni borer lechatchila. How could it be that you're borer lechatchila? So the medayik from this Rashi, I don't even know the diuk, Rashi says it clearly, that chatsi shir applies even to what's it called, to Shabbos. Okay? The Svasemis explains, we'll see this, machlokis, rishonim, achronim, whether the concept of chatzi shir applies to anything other than foods. Where do we learn chatzi shir from? One of two possibilities. One, marsa tzvara, chazi letz terufe. Because since this thing, if you do another thing similar to it, so you'll be chayiv, so doing half of it is also chayiv. In other words, it's impossible that the whole thing should be osur and every part of it shouldn't be osur. So the whole thing, you're chayiv malchus or chatos or whatever. But for half the thing is also, because if each thing would be mutter, then how did it become osur when you get a shir? Elamai, chazi litzterufe, every part of it is osur. That's the svar. And then there's another pasuk, kol chaylev, even chatzi shir. So the Sasemis says, if you learn it from kol chaylev, then it only applies to divrei achila. It doesn't apply to melecha Shabbos. Like cooking or whatever, there chatzi shir will be in issur d'rabbanan, not in issur d'oraisa because you have no makor. But if you learn it from chazi litzterufe, that applies to everything, right? You cook half a shir, you can cook another half a shir that can be mitzvah. So each one by itself is also min haTorah. Others say not like that. That even if you learn it from kol chayle, but once you know that it applies to eating, it applies to everything. You learn all things from eating. So it's possible that it's not totally in that completely. the what's it called? However, there's those that say that even if Chatzishur applies the Chol HaTorah Kula, but Shabbos it doesn't apply, because Shabbos is a special meal. We had before Lemayit Ze Oker VeZemeniyah. One person picks up and one person puts down. That's a Chatzishur. The Shir of the Malachas Akira and Hanoch. You only did half of it. There, there's a Beferish Miut that's not Chayv, not anything. So Shabbos is excluded. Others hold no. There's a difference between Chatzi Shir and Chatzi Malacha. If you Akira and Hanacha, that's the Malacha. If you only do Akira or you only do Hanacha, you're not doing the Malacha. Right? That's called a Chatzi Malacha. That's what's excluded by Shabbos. But if you bake or cook or be borer, half a Shir, you're doing borer. You're doing cooking. Just the Shir is missing. There it could be that's a Chatzi Shir, that you're Chayiv even on Shabbos. Not Chayiv, but it's even Osir Minatorah on Shabbos. The Chacham Tzvi and the Dogel Milvava holds that anything except for eating, Chatzishir is only Drabon. Only eating Isurim is the Raisa. And the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Geneva says it applies to everything, including Geneva. You steal less than a Shir, you're over Chatzishir. It's also in a Torah, except you're not going to get the Chiyuv HaShava or Malkus or whatever. It's only in the Raisa. Okay. But right from this Rashi is Mashmah by Shabbos. It's Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, but not a Chatzi Malacha. Right? They ask Lechora, according to the answer with this too. Right? Lechora, the Bronsha made a Shvuah that he shouldn't bring a marble to the world, but the Mitzvah didn't know that only on the whole world he couldn't bring, but a part of the world, Lechora, why isn't a Chatzi Shir? Right? Bringing in a part of the world is a Chatzi Shir. The answer is not a Chatzi Shir. The Isser was destroying the world with a marble. If you do it on part of it, that's not part of the Isser, it's not anything of the Isser. Right? The Isser, in other words, you have to distinguish where less than a Shir is the same thing, just less, or it's not the same thing anymore altogether. Right? It's different just in quantity, or it's qualitatively different.
That's the definition.
Okay, let's go on. Bekanum kli eitz she'osin ke'ein tzinor. It's a wooden implement that's made like a pipe. Rochav Meleachorov, Kotzer Melefonov. One end is wide and one end is narrow. Ubale Magbeya Osimoso, and people who have coins make it. What's it called? They make it for coins. Vahaborer Bokitnius, Nosin Kitnius Mokamorachov, and if you want to use it, it's not the normal usage, but if you want to use it for selecting, or separating, so you put the kitnius, right? You put the grains in the wide area, uminano, and you shake it. The hakitnius, with neshu segalgal, misgalgal viore, since the kitnius are round, they roll out the other end, the narrow end, derech piva kotzer, vapsolus nishar bakli. And the psolus doesn't go out so easily, that stays in the kli. But it's not made for separating, but it could be used for separating. Potter Avalosfer, Mutter Lechatchila Lohavit. It's not Mutter Lechatchila, the Domi Lebrer. It looks like Borer, which with a Kli is Chayiv Achatas. The Chayiv Achatas Lohavit, the Kalachar Yadav. It's not Chayiv Achatas because it's Shalok Kedera. The Iker Brera, but not Bokvor. Brera is done with a Sit. Aval Biyad Lo, Domi Leborer Klav. But doing it by hand is not similar to Borer at all. The Rabbana didn't ask her by hand. So now the Gemara says, that's also no good. Maskifla Rav Hamanuna, Midi Konin Vitamchu Ktani. Does it say in the Brisa Konin Vitamchu, you should make such a chiluk? Right? It doesn't make a difference between if it's Mashma, you're Bora the same way that you're Mutter, the same way that it's Osir, and the same way that it's Chayav Achatas. Not that you did it with different implements. The implements aren't mentioned. That's how Rashi learns. Elom Rav Hamanuna, Bora Va'ochel, Ochel Mitoch HaPsolus. You're allowed to be borer if you take the good from the bad. Borer meiniach ochel mipsolus. For yourself or for somebody else. Psolus mitoch ochel o yivr. But if you take the bad from the good, you shouldn't do that. The imbirchai, and if you do take the bad from the good, then you chayev achatas. Maskif lov abayi. Midi ochel mitoch psolus. Sorry, same question we had on you. If it doesn't differentiate in the braisa with different kalim, it doesn't differentiate in what you're taking from what. It's mashma that it's one parallel thing. Elom rabaya borer v'ochel la'alter. U'borer meiniach la'alter. Not l'bo b'yom. You're allowed to separate for immediate consumption. what's called immediate consumption, that's that meal, right? Or some hold mamish right before you eat it. Ulebo b'yom lo yiver, if you do it for that day, but not for immediate consumption, that's also midrabanan. And if you did that, you didn't do it for immediate consumption, right? Even for that day, even for Shabbos, but not for that meal, then you chayiv chatas. Amru Rabbanan kamei de Rava, right? The Rabbanan reported what Abaya said, right? How he explained the Braisa in front of Rava. Amru lohu shapar amar achmeni. Yeah, that's a good shot in the Braisa. Rashi. Ochel, mi de kone v'tamchu iktani, hu adin nomi de parach mi de napu kvar iktani. Elechada minayim nokat. The main question over here is not on konin v'tamchui, it's on the fact that the Braisa doesn't differentiate between different kelim. It's mashma that he's talking about one parallel thing. So it could have said, midik napa v'kvarak tani, on the third part, but it just took one of them as an example, Rashi says. Tosis argues on that, but the Maisa will ruin Rashi. Ochel mitoch ha-psoles, lo derech brei-rei. If you take the good from the bad, that's not called borer. Borer is where you take the bad from the good. We'll see in what's a svar in a second. Uborer meniach la'alter, lech la'alter, she'en's a derech borer. Borer is where you separate things for future use. Not you do it exactly when you're eating. If you do it when you're eating, that's not called borer, that's called eating. La'otzer la'atznia, to put away. Borer is where you do it to put it away. Nachmeni abayim. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Hayulafan of Shnei Mini Ochlin. Here is also the Shaila, whether it's Yogori Shnei Mini Ochlin. You had two different kinds of food. Ubira v'ochel, ubira v'heniach. And you were borer. Right? Either the psolis from these foods or one food from the other. Ravashi masni potter, Ravirmi amidifti masni chayiv. Ravashi says you're potter if you do that, and Ravirmi amidifti says you're chayiv. Ravashi masni potter v'hotani chayiv. The Maisa, there is a brisa that says you chayiv. Okash, hob the kon of a tamchui, hob a napo kfor. It depends what you do it with. If you do it with a napo kfor, you chayiv. If you do it with a kon and a tamchui, you're potter. On the osim of the rabbana, because it's a shinui. He also rabdimi omer, shabso de rabbei boy havoi, the iklu rabbi ami v'ravasi. It was the Shabbos that rabbei boy was chayiv to take care of the yeshiva students. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi came to him, and shod the kamayu kalkolo de peirin, threw in front of them a whole kalkolo, a whole plate of fruit, together with all the psolis or whatever. V'lo yodana imishum de sover ochel mito psolis vaser. We don't know if the reason he did that is because he held that you can't even take ochel from psolis before the fact. In other words, why didn't he prepare it nicely? Instead of just throwing the whole thing in front of them with the psolis, with the leaves, with whatever it was, right? Why didn't he just take the fruit out, prepare it, and then give them the fruit? One possibility is, as he said, hell, that ochel mito psolis, not for mamish immediate use, is osur. Or because, no, he really held, he could take the fruit out. But he wanted to show them how generous he was, he threw the whole thing in front of them. Right, but not do with Hilchas Shabbos. Do with his generosity, midos, not Hilchas Shabbos. Rashi, Boru meniach la'alter, lechol la'alter, shein zeder boru, la'otzer la'tzniyah, nachmeni abayin, v'atanya la'el chayif, v'iva boru meniach la'alter, mutter l'chatchila, havye. If it's talking where you did it for mamash immediate use, that's mutter l'chatchila. U'potter avalosser lechol, there's no potter avalosser, so where is it potter avalosser? Samara says it depends if you did what you did with a kli, and you did it with what's it called, with the right kli or an unusual kli. Shabsa the rabbei boy havi higia yom olios omid meshamish ala tamidim. Everybody had their turn to be the waiter, so it was his turn to be the waiter. The shoda kamayu v'lo ratzal livror ha'ochel mitoch ha'alim. He didn't want to take the fruit away from the leaves. The losis lifnei kol echad v'echad and give each one a plate of fruit. And a shotchan, he threw the whole thing in front of them. The heim notlin, and they take it to eat. So, and it also helped that now it wasn't Borer anymore at all. Because, what's it called? Everything was separate. Borer is only where it's mixed together. But if you spread out the whole thing and everything is nicker by itself, that's not Borer. So, did he do it because to avoid Borer? Or did he do it because he wanted to show them how generous he was? Okay. Just a few things here about Borer. We have 5 minutes. The Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is the way the halacha is, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all pasukim like this, say that all the things that are mentioned in the Gemara are true, except for the Hatzishir part, and but the Iker three Tznayim of Borer are mentioned, and the only machlokas is, does it fit into the Braisa? But that they're true, they don't argue. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you need three conditions for Borer to be mutter. One, it has to be biyad, can't be with any kli, because with a kli already, at least it's also with the Rabbanu. It has to be la'alter, for immediate use. And it has to be, you take the good from the bad, not the bad from the good. But if any one of those conditions isn't met, then either you're chayav achatos, or it's at least also with the Rabbanu. Tosfos says that even if you take the good from the bad, that's only okay if there's more good than bad. Then it's not derech borer to take the good from the bad, but to take the bad from the good. But if the ochel, if the psolus is more than the ochel, there's more psolus than ochel, then the normal way of separating is by taking the good from the bad. Then it's also to do that too, Tosha says. And the Ramah is cholek, right? He had other rishonim, and he says that it makes no difference. Whether there's more food or more psolus, it's always the derech of borer to take the psolus from the food and not the food from the psolus. And a lot of this depends on the following shaila. What is borer? Is borer fixing up the food? Right? What is the malacha of borer? Separating the bad? That's the malacha? Hafrada? Separating the bad? And if that's the case, then the Rishonim say, l'chor, it's malacha shen tzirich l'gufa. Because you don't need the bad that you're taking away. You need the thing you're leaving. So the malacha you're doing in separating the bad is shem tzirich l'gufa. I don't need that bad thing. So they say, and the Baal Mor says, it's a gzeres hakasuv, that the Torah is mechayivu, even though it's malacha shen tzirich l'gufa. Here's an exception to the malacha shen tzirich l'gufa. Or no. The malacha is not separating the bad. The malacha is fixing up the good. The way you do it is by separating the bad. Now you fix up the good thing. So then it's not malacha shen tzirich l'gufa, because the malacha is not the separation of the bad. The malacha is fixing up the good, which is l'tzarech gufa. That's not the malacha shen tzirich l'gufa. Another nafkamina would be two kinds of foods that are both edible, no psolus really, but one you want now, one you don't want. If the idea is the food is mixed with psolus, so it's not really okay. And now you want to fix up the food by taking away that impurities. So that doesn't apply to two foods. It's not an impurity, it just happens to be that you don't want this one right now, but it's not an impurity. So then it only would apply to psolus. That's what Rashi seems to say. That it's only mine ochlin. And therefore it has to be a lot of food and some psolus that you're separating. According to Tosfos, shnei mine ochlin is also borer. Two different kinds of food. It's also called borer if you take the one you don't want from the one that you do want. Right? So then the malacha is not fixing up the food. The malacha is separating. Okay. Okay, then they also distinguish between, if even both of them are asur, but it could be that where the halacha is hafrada, just separating, that is mutter, even if it's not for immediate use, as long as it's like for the same meal, or even the next meal. But if it's, what's it called, if it's fixing up the food, that's much worse, then what's it called, it's asur unless it's mamish for immediate consumption. Now, this real borer, when it has both ideas, is real borer. That's only mutter if you do it for immediate consumption. But if you do it for the next meal or whatever, that's going to be awesome. And if it's not real borer, just two kinds of food, but it's only one aspect of borer of separating, then it could be that it's mutter to do even for a later time, not for immediate consumption, is also mutter. And another shaila, depends on this too, the Prima Gadim has a suffix. What if you don't need either one? Right now. You want to just be mayim. You want to what's it called, separate things and put them away. Okay, sorted, right. Is sorting also borer or not? No, you don't want to, what's it called? You don't need a bechlal. Now, what? Okay, a little bit now with the melacha, right? So, no, you want your house to look nice. Right? You have all these things, you want to, what's it called, sort things. So if the melacha is fixing up, you're not fixing up anything, right? Because you don't need anything right now. But if the melacha is hafrada, is separating, right, then l'chara should apply here too. Mishnah Berurah holds that sorting is also borer. The Prima Gadim has a suffix. Mishnah Berurah is a raya from Yerushalmi that it's daka chayiv. Okay, also what's called the biyad? It has to be without a kli. So what kind of kli is even osim ed rabbanan? So both Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish also says the same thing, that if you use a fork and a spoon, a knife, right, to separate. So it depends. If by using these things you're helping to set the separation, you couldn't make the separation without them, then that's a kli. And it may not be miyuchad, but it's at least osim ed rabban. Maybe osim ed rais, right? But if the purpose of the fork, knife, or spoon is not to separate, you could separate just as easily with your hand. You're using this not to get your hands dirty. Then these are extension of your hand. They're considered hands. They're not considered a kli. So a kli is only if it's it helps in the separation. If it doesn't help in the separation, then it's considered like your hand, except if you're wearing gloves. You don't want to get your hands dirty, so you use a fork or a spoon or whatever.